Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Zayin. And yesterday on Vav Amud Beis, we had a memra of Rav Huna Omer Rav. If you go back to the Amud Beis, it's about six lines before the wide line. But the Gemara said, Omer Rav Huna Omer Rav, Beya im Yitziyosa Nigmara. When the Beya comes out, in other words, when the hen lays the egg, it is now finished. And the Gemara asked, what do you mean? What does that mean that it's Nigma? For what purpose? And the Gemara yesterday gave three separate pshatim. Pshat number one is it's finished, that now it's considered to be parva. Whilst it was still inside the hen, it was considered to be fleshik. Pshat number two was the Gabi Hilchas Yontif, that now when it comes out, if it came out before Yontif, now it's mutter to eat on Yontif. If it still stayed within the hen on Yontif, and it's still there on Yontif, it would be Asur, as Beish Nolda B'Yontif, like we had in our Mishnah, Achana D'Rabba. The final Pshat Gemara said at the very end was that L'Gabi Hilchas Mekach U'Memker. What means Mekach U'Memker? So let's take a quick look on the last two lines of Vav Amud Beis. El Im Yitziyasa Nigmara U'Megadeles Efroichim B'Me'ima Eina Megadeles Efroichim. What the Gemara is telling us is that when an egg is finally laid and it comes out, and we're talking about fertilized eggs, not the eggs that we buy in the supermarket today, but if you have a fertilized egg, then it will eventually, if you leave it in an incubator, if you leave it under its mommy, etc., it'll eventually grow into, it'll hatch and become an efroich, become a little chick. Masha enkein, if whilst it's still bebe'ei ima, for instance, if a person shechs the hen and finds eggs inside, these eggs have not fully developed yet, and therefore they will not produce chicks. They'll only produce eggs. And anyway, that's the Gemara said, El Mitzios and Nigmara, when it comes out, now it's finished, and now it could lead to eventually to a chick. But Me'ima, if it was still inside, and you shechted the mommy, you found the eggs, Ein Megdeles Afroichen. That's very, very fascinating. But my nafkimina, who cares? After all, we're learning Gemara now. We're not learning biology of eggs. Says Gemara, lemekach u'memker. What means lemekach u'memker? If a person wants to go and buy an egg, and the purpose of buying the egg is not to go make a scrambled egg, but the purpose is because he wants to be megadel efroichim, to go and have new generations of chickens. Oh, then if he says Gemara, ki yehudi amalahu. Bei de pachyelaman. Bei de pachyelaman means a person who said, I would like to go and buy eggs that were born to a cackling hen, meaning a hen that was making noise as she gave birth. Apparently, I've never experienced it, but those of you that live on farms or near there, you probably know that when hens lay eggs, they make noises, such a cackling noise. If you look at the top Rashi, de pachya kimoy de paya. We have the word pua, shifra and pua by in Mitzrayim. So pua, Rashi says, means it talks nicely. So here too, the hen talks nicely to the eggs when it comes out. Oh, man kint, kim teros. Anyway, but the point is, if that's what a person made an announcement, who has these bay de pachya? If yuavule bay de shchuta, if someone sold him eggs that came from a geshachtana hen, also the kavod Rabami came from the Rabami. Amalahu mekach toy. So this was a bad sale. Behadar, give back the eggs. Get back your money. The whole thing is batel mavutel.
The egg was complete. The bay is complete the day before it comes out. I thought.
Yeah, that's a separate story. Here we're talking about, you're thinking about a day before for hilchas yomtiv purposes. Yeah. We're not talking about yomtiv now. We're talking about on Tuesday morning. Person goes out to the marketplace and he says, "I want bay the pachya. Bay the pachya means eggs that were laid by a hen. What's the reason why he wants dafke eggs laid by a hen? To at least we assume the reason is because he wants him a gadeles efroichim. He wants to have chicks. So if someone sold him eggs that came from inside a geshacht and a hen, which cannot be megadeles efroichim, so then it was a mekach tois. It's a mekach tois, how do he get his money back? Freit imor pshita, l'chare, since he specifically said, I want bey de pachya, who says that? When's the last time you went to the supermarket and you said, I want to have eggs from a chick that from a hen that was making noises when she laid it? No, nobody does that. So pshita, v'shteitzach, by the fact that he said that, he dafke wanted for them for to be megadeles efroichim. So l'choy the psak of Rabami mekach toys uvahadus achadav pashit. So the Gemara is saying mahayli achila kaboy lehu mahaydik omar the pachi mishum the tzrivon l'mayin afkimid l'meis v'lei beni beni kamash malohan. Says the Gemara, no. Maybe the reason why the person wanted to have the bay the pachi was not because he wants to develop new chicks, but because those eggs are far more nourishing, they're good, and they're geschmack, and they're tasty, like they would call them today, they're organic, and therefore it's worth double the amount of money because organic. Oh,
omega.
So, sorry?
Omega eggs.
I don't know what that is, whatever it is. So the point is that the reason why it's a beit pachi has nothing to do with chicks. So instead of going and selling him echvais, triple A eggs. Instead, they sold him triple C eggs.
New title.
Oh, so says the Gemara, Mao the same Hailachilaka Boilu. He doesn't need them to produce chicks. He wants to eat them. Ah, if I did come with the pachi, why does he the pachi mshum the tsurivan? Tsurivan means that they're geschmack and they're nourishing, it's as good, and they're ripened, da da. And therefore, the Mainafki Minas, so therefore, what should the psak have been? After all, the Mai said, that's what he said. I want Beyed the pachi. And he sold him Beyed the shchutim. I would think the nafkimin is not that the whole mekach is bottled and he gives him back the money, but the meisale beni beni, you should just go and give him the difference in price. Organic eggs cost $5 for a dozen and regular eggs cost $1. And therefore, since everyone dafka organic, and he sold him the $1 eggs, he has to give him back $4. It's kamash mulan that the whole thing is batel mevatel because he really didn't mean geshmak eggs. What he really meant was eggs that can reproduce into chicks. And the Gemara repeats the whole story again, kimat word for word, slightly different circumstances. Hahudi amulahu bei de dachra laman. The word dachra comes from the word zachar. Zachar means that these are fertilized eggs, and everybody knows that fertilized eggs can produce chicks, while our eggs that we buy in the store are typically unfertilized eggs, and therefore they cannot produce chicks. So he asks, who has fertilized eggs? Is yovle bei de safna miara? Safna miara means chicks. Eggs that were born without the benefit of a father, just the mommy hen. How is that possible? So the Gemara says it's safna miara. Safna miara means that the mommy got heated up as a result of warm offer that she was sitting on, and therefore that's what caused her to be able to get the child, to have these eggs. But these eggs cannot produce chicks. So since he said davka beit d'achr, and they sold him beit d'safna miara, same thing like before. Also the kavod rabami amalahu mekach toisu v'hadam. The reason why he wants these type of eggs is not because he wants to produce chicks, but because it's more gishmak. They are fatter, they're more nourishing. It's would be to go and pay him the difference between $1 a dozen eggs and $5 a dozen eggs. Kamash Molon, as Nish, that the reason is because he wants a stack of chicks. And since he wants chicks, the whole thing is a mekach, toys, ubatl, vahat.
Isn't it also not also bar-chilo?
No, you're allowed to eat fertilized eggs, you're allowed to eat unfertilized eggs, but the important thing is you have to make a bracha before, and then you're allowed to eat them.
You can eat fertilized eggs?
You can eat fertilized eggs.
As long as it doesn't have a blitz trap, it's called.
For sure, you open it up, but there's no, you have to make sure there's no blood spots. 100% right. 100%. There are some rabbis that today that say that because of that, even if you find the blood spot, you can go and eat it. Most of us are not noihig that way, but there are rabbis that say that, and the reason they say that is because they're not fertilized, they cannot produce a chick. Anyway, v'boyseh, but the mice are allowed to go and eat it, not a problem. By the way, we're not talking about that it became, when you open it up, if it looks like a chick or a half a chick or something, about the niche. We're talking about it looks like a normal egg, a regular egg. Okay. Remember, we started off. Rav Huna Amar Rav said, "I have a new pshat. My mitzios nigmara. Mitzios ruba nigmara. Ok, Rabbi Yochanan. Dem Rabbi Yochanan. Beishen yolta. Ruba meherav yontif. V'chazra muteres la'achla beyontif. Aha. We started off our mesechta. Beishen olde beyontif. Beisil says, "Loi teyachol. You're not allowed to go and eat it. What's the reason? Why? We had four reasons. Rav Nachman. We had the Hachana de Rabba. We had Rabbi Yitzchak. We had Rabbi Yosef. Good. The four reasons that we gave back on daf beis. L'maisin al eat. Fine. But that's a beishen olde beyontif. What happens if you happen to be sitting next to the chicken coop, and on Erev Yontif you notice that one of the hen started to strain? You called immediately the Hatzalah, and they saw that the egg came out 51% from the mommy's womb. I don't know if chickens have wombs, or hens have wombs, whatever it is, it started coming out. And then when that egg came out, la'avra oilam, the egg said, doesn't look like such a nice world out there. I'm going back in. And went back in reverse, and returned back to the hen. And then the next morning, then the hen said, shenginik, arose, and now the egg came out, and that was it. So now the question is, when was this egg actually laid? Was it considered laid on Erev Yontif, and then you'd be able to eat it on Yontif? Or was it considered to be laid on Yontif, and then you wouldn't be able to eat it? That's the shayla.
You have the same thing with Vlad, exactly,
100%. Yeah, same.
It comes out and then it goes back in again.
Exactly. And Torah talks about Zerach and Poretz, right? That you put it in and they put it back in. Who's the Bechor? Is not the Bechor. Anyway, if anybody say my Mtiyasa, what it means Mtiyasa Nigmara, Mtiyas Ruba Nigmara, that if Roiv of this egg already came out in Erev Yontif, it's considered to be an Erev Yontif egg. So on the birth certificate, they have to go and write on it, the veterinarian will have to go and write that it was not born on Yontif, born on Erev Yontif. What's the nafkamina? Kerab Yoichan, the Amar Yoichan, Beishayotz Ruba, the Erev Yontif, the Chosra, and it returned back inside, Mtiyas Lachom Yontif, because it's an Erev Yontif, not in the Yontif ticket. The Eik of the Ambi, but there's another version of this pshat, punkt faket, just the opposite. My imtiyos enigma, imtiyos kula enigma, only when it comes out totally. In other words, this is in fact a yontif baby and not an erev yontif egg. Imtiyos kula in avurubalai. Lafukim in Rabbi Yochanan, dafkik. Taka kineged Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that already imtiyos ruba enigma. This man Yama says, no, only imtiyos ganser, the
imtiyos kula. Totally, haven't get back in.
It didn't come out, and that's what the Gemara is saying. He's saying that when is it considered to be laid? When the entire egg comes out. So even though it came out on Erev Yontif, 51% or 75%, this is gunish mit gunish. When it comes out now fully on Yontif, it's a Yontif egg, it's not an Erev Yontif egg, even though it came out Roiv already the day before. Okay, look more about it. We finish now with Rafuna Marav Gufa. Hashoichet es hatanigoylis, a person shechted a tanigoylis, a hen, umatzeba beim gemurois. When they opened up the tanigoylis, they said, holy cow, or at least holy hen, and they found inside beim gemurois, beim that were finished. Utaris l'achlin b'cholof, even though they are still attached to the mommy hen, and as we'll see in a moment, Rabbi Yaakov is going to tell us that there's still meurois begidin. Meurois begidin means not that these eggs were floating around in the innards of the hen; they're still connected to the sinews and to the whole hen. Nevertheless, the Tanakhama says they are considered to be parva eggs, and you can eat them with cholov with milchiks. Rabbi Yaakov, meurois begidin. No. If they're still attached to the mommy inside, asuras they are. Asur is a big machlekes. Okay, what's the din of these eggs inside then?
With cholov.
They're considered basr. Exactly, they're considered basr.
Fleshy eggs.
You can eat them. Fleshy eggs, but you can't call them. Okay. Anyway, what's the Gemara saying now? The Gemara is saying it's a machlok between the Tanakama and the Rabbi Yaakov. Are these eggs considered to be fleshy eggs, or are they considered to be parf? Who's the Tana of the following brisa? A person who eats from a nevela of a kosher bird. What does Yomar mean to say? As we all know from our previous learnings, nevelas oif tohar is a very, very unique. That normally by any other nevela, any other animal or reptile that dies, it's metame b'maga u'b'masa, touching it or carrying it. By the Velas Oif Tohar, however, it's not Mitam Magamas. If you have a dead chicken, not talking Geschachten, a dead chicken, chicken that died, and then you pick it up, and you kiss it, and you embrace it, and you go do Hag Beglila, and you do Hakwais, you know, Nianuam, you are totally Tohar. The only time the person becomes Tameh is when he goes and eats from it, a Kebeya, and he lets it go down his esophagus, the Beis Ablia, then he becomes Tameh. That's a special dim in a Velas Oif Tohar. So now the Brice is going to go and tell us, what part of the oif tohar did he eat? If he ate min ashlal shel beim, min watzamis, umin agidim, umin basar shenitlash min achai, then he remains tohar. For the others, however, he will be tamei. So now we have to explain what each one of these things mean.
It is tarfus, no matter what, though.
No, it's not tarfus. It's a nevela. We use those terms pretty much interchangeably.
Loosely.
But loosely. It's just like eating basar b'cholov, we spoke about before. That's not treifa. We say it's treifa. It's treifa. It's not really treifa. Treifa means an animal that you find one of the 18 simoni treifa. 9:15. Okay. So I have to be finished by 8:30 or by 6. Anyway, continuing on, so it says in the ration, a person ate in Vedas Lifta, what did he eat? He ate Shalal Shalbeim. Now, Shalal Shalbeim, according to the Havamina, according to this, there are going to be two Ikkadi Amris. According to this version, this is the very case that we were speaking about before, that a person ate a Beya from ints that was M'urais Begidin, it was still attached to the sinews inside the hand, and that's what the person ate. Minuat Samois, or he ate from the bones of the Velas Oiftah, or he ate from the Gidin. Gidin are sinews, and Rashi says it goes according to Mandi Yamar that Ein Begidin Benois and Tam. Umina Basishin Lishmanachai, what happens? The Oif is taken now dead. It's in the veil. However, the limb that he ate, or the piece of meat that he ate, was already severed from this Oif when the Oif was still alive. So therefore, it's like a Basim Menachai, Eivim Menachai situation, but it's not in the veil. All these cases, the person remains tohar. Again, we're not suggesting the person should do that. By eating these things, there could be other isurim, but here we're talking about the din of whether it becomes tamei or tahor, he remains tahor. The ikar that we're trying to bring a raya is from this shlal shebeim that he is tahor. We'll focus on the raya in another moment. Let's go now to the sefer. Mina eshkol shebeim, if you eat from the eshkol shebeim, what's the eshkol shebeim? So Rashi learns, again, according to this first version of the pshat in this brisa, Eshkol Shalbeim, says Rashi, means he eats from the basar of the shedra to which the beim were attached. So not that he ate from the eggs, he ate from the basar, from the actual flesh of the bird to which was attached these eggs. Aha. Or he ate mina korkuban. Korkuban is the pipik. Or b'nei ma'ayin, those like pipik, like, you know what the korkuban is. Or b'nei ma'ayin, he eats from the innards. Or shehimches ha-chelev, or if he had chelev shmaltz from the bird, and he went in himcha and he made it into he liquefied it. The gummy, now he swallowed it. In all these cases, he is tummy. Okay, but we're focusing on the Resha, Minishlal Shalbeim. Man Tan Mishlal Shalbeim is Tahor. Now let's think about this for a second. Shalal Shalbeim, we say he's Tahor. L'choyr, if we say he's Tahor, we're saying it's not considered to be the Basar of the Nevela. Because if this would be the Basar of the Nevela, he would be Tamei. So it's just like it's eggs, but it's not part of the Basar. Aha. Says Yimura Amr Vyasil Dulek Rabyankiv. L'choyr doesn't go contra Biankiv. Dir Kirbyankiv or Amr im Hoyim Mu'urais Begidin, it's Asurais. Asurais means that it has a din of fleshiks, that you're not allowed to eat it together with milk, it would be Basar B'cholav. Ah, if he holds, Rabyankiv holds that this is fleshiks, so then if you're eating this fleshig Shlal Shalbeim, why don't you become Tomei? It's like eating from the Veilas fleshiks. They're two separate dinam. This is the din of Isser and this is the din of Tum. Why should it be different? Why should it be fleishiks for this and not fleishiks for that? Says Rashi. Skonzain that Rabbi Yaakov holds min hatoiro, he holds exactly like the Tanakama. That if you eat from Shlal Shalbeim, in fact, let's go to the earlier case. What was the early case? The Sheikh Lestani, Goylis, and Motzabeim, Gimures, Mutoris, Lachal, Mecholov, Rebianka, Folds, Me'ik, the Dina. I agree to the Tanakama that you're allowed to eat them in Cholov because they are really parv. They are no longer considered to be Basak. However, I am Choshesh, says Rabbi Yaakov, that people are going to make a mistake, and people are going to become very kal when it comes to fleishiks and milchiks. They'll say, I saw the chief rabbi with the langa, Budin Peis, last week go and eat from these beim which mu'uris begidin. They were mamish mu'uris begidin. I saw the gidin all around them and all the rest, and he took it out, and he ate it together with milchiks. So probably he holds that the din of chicken is not really flesh, and you can let it eat, and he's going to come to make all types of kulas. She said, you know what, let's be machmir and go and say that this has a din of flesh. But that's only when it comes to Hilchos Isser V'Heter. Like Gabi Tumma, he was not machmir, and he said, let's go on the din deraisa, that this in fact is not meat, these are just eggs, and therefore they are not mitame bebeis abliya. Freit Yimara. Nami nigzar. Why shouldn't we be goyzer? Just like you goyzer about the dinam of Issa the Heter, why aren't we goyzer lagabi tumma v'tahara? Because we're talking about making things tamei. To go and add to the list of things that become tamei, we don't want to do that. Why don't we want to do that? says Rashi, if you're talking about being metame chulin, okay, nishkeferlich. What happens if this person were eating kochim or truma, taharis, etc.? What's going to happen is you're going to cause these things to become tame, because by saying that this person who ate from the shlal shalbeim, if you're going to say that he becomes tame now, we deem these eggs as if he ate nevela of the oif tohar, and now he's tame. So now if he's going to just touch, he doesn't have to eat now, he becomes tame. So if he now touches truma or he touches kochim, all of those are going to become tame. Minatari, they're not tame at all. It's only because of gzeira, people are going to think, So as gzeiras, we don't want to go and spread tuma, because that's going to cause us to take truma and kochim and burn it unnecessarily. We want to be able to eat them and not cause them to be tame. This was the first version of the Raya. V'ikiyamid, but there was another version. Man tanam eneshko shalbeim tamei. Not that the Raya is from the reishim and ashlal shalbeim, but the Raya is from the seifim and eshko shalbeim. And until now we understood eshko shalbeim, like Rashi explained, a person who eats from the basar hashedra, from the actual flesh of the hen, to which was attached these eggs. But he actually ate from the hen itself. That's the way we learned in version number one. But according to Ikadi Amri, version number two, the Eshko Shalbeim, that's the tzir of the machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yaakov. In other words, the term Eshko Shalbeim means eggs which are me'ura begidin. And there it says that it's tameh. Why would it be tameh? Muzdach zayin, that has the status of flesh, of flesh. And that's why it's tamei, because he's eating the flesh of nevelas oif tohar. That's the seifa, right? The same rice that we brought a moment ago, the seifa is in an eshkol shalbeim, he's tamei. We are now defining eshkol shalbeim to mean the machloik is about the eggs which ma'ura is begidin, that he ate from these eggs. And it says that he's tamei. Om Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yankev, Mustach Senes, Rabbi Yankev. The Omrim ha'yim ma'ura is begidin asurais, he holds it as a din of meat, and if you eat it together with chalav, it's basar b'chalav. So the same thing, it's meat for purposes of Isser, it's meat for purposes of Tumah as well. So Harai, it's Rabbi Yaakov, this price goes like Rabbi Yaakov. Omle mai mimai, nishkarai. Mimai de eshkol mihanoch, de talye bi eshkol. Who says that the definition of eshkol means these eggs which are hanging from the spine inside the hen? Tum eshkol gufei. Maybe we're talking about the flesh of the hen itself, the flesh of the shedra to which is attached these eggs. In other words, like we learned originally. V'chitei, you're going to tell me eshkol gufei ma'ile memra. What's the chiddush? Of course, if a person ate from the flesh of the shedra inside the hen, he ate from the flesh of the hen, of course he's going to become tummy. What's the chiddush? I'll tell you the chiddush. Because me need to have a korkuban of b'nei b'ayin. What's the chiddush about pipiklach and what about meimayim? That's certainly fleishiks, and that's certainly nevela meat. So of course it's going to be a din of tumah. So why does it say in the brayser? I'll tell you why. The avakal the basan nino, even though they have the status of flesh, given the ika inshi dloy achli, there are finicky people that will not eat pipiklach or eat from the innards of the chicken, of the hen, and so therefore, maybe it's not roi lachila. If it's not roi lachila, it doesn't have a din of flesh because it's quote unquote, it's inedible. A lot of people don't eat it. It's shechlash minan, therefore the price has to go and say, even though there is a distinct percentage of the population, 5%, 10%, 20% that won't eat it, but inherently it can be eaten, and many people do like it. In fact, typically a lot of people eat it as part of fricassee, and it's fancy and schmancy. Anyway, so the point is, since the majority of people do eat it, it does have the status of basar, and therefore it is metameh. Hachanami, same thing over here too. There are people that will not eat from the flesh of the shedra to which is attached the eggs because they're finicky type of people. And he's not going to eat it. It's shechash mina. No, it's still edible. It's flesh, and therefore it's metam. Okay, Tanur Banu, a new brisa, very gishmak brisa. Kol she teshmisha biyoyim noilad biyoyim. Kol she teshmisha b'layla noilad b'layla. Kol teshmisha bein biyoyim bein b'layla noilad biyoyim bein b'layla. What the Gemara is telling us now is what seems to be scientific facts of biology. That what? Kol teshmisha biyoyim, any type of species of animal, of fowl, that go and live, they're only mishamesh during the day, they're only mate during the day, automatically, their offspring will be born during the day. Any type of fowl or animals, etc., that only live together at night, then the child will be born at night. The type of species that lives during the day or during the night, in other words, the animal or the fowl or the person that is not makbid lives either during the day or during the night, and then the offspring can happen at either time. So now let's give examples. A hen together with a rooster only mate during the day. Therefore, the hen will only lay eggs during the day, not at night. Anything that only lives at night, zu atalef. Atalef people usually translate as a bat. Bats only live at night, together with they only mate at night, and therefore new bats only are born at night. That's Adam Khaldadamilay. That's mankind. Khaldadamilay, any animals that follow the same pattern that are not makbid, that live during the day or during the night. Okay. Now all of this is fascinating, but what does it have to do with halacha? Why would the Gemara bring this? Who's a big Mary Bered Rav Kahano? Remember this Rav Mary, because the Gemara is going to bring him now a couple of times. Vosok Rav Mary, Bodak Bekina Shel Tana Goyim. The word Kina is like the word Kinim. Here it means a chicken coop, a person on Erev Yontif. Person just learned now for the last few days, Mesechtes Beya, and knows clearly that the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat a Beya Shenolda Biyontif. Why? Because we learn like a Beis Hillel for the four reasons that we gave back on Daf Beis. Good. This person wants to eat eggs because he wants to make Aymet Zvibel, or he wants to make whatever, Matzah Brai, he wants to go and eat eggs on Yontif. So what are you going to do? Bodak Bikina Shotani Goylim May, Erev Yontif. On Erev Yontif, he looked for eggs. And Rashi says he looked Samuch Lishkiya Sechama. It was almost nightfall, and he looked for an egg. And he couldn't find any eggs. Okay. Lamacham, the next morning he gets up, Hishkim, Rashi says, before Aloysa Shachar, it's still dark outside. He peeks into the chicken coop. Baruch Hashem, an extra find, he found eggs. Givaldik, and he wants to eat those eggs. Mary said, Muteris, you're allowed to go and eat the eggs. Now let me think. Let's think about this for a moment. Why should it be Asr? Because when was the egg laid?
It was laid on Yontif.
But when on Yontif?
After the
daytime or at night time?
It's not daybreak.
I hear a dispute here.
But he checked it.
The tarnagolas can only lay it during the day.
Yeah, so what does that mean? He missed it when he checked Erev Yontif.
Slightly. Anyway, so the chayda, based on what we said before, the person Taka checked right before Yontif. He checked right before Yontif. No eggs. He gets up the next morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, before Loisa Shachar. There's an egg. So what we normally think must be that the hens laid it at night. But they can't lay it at night. We just said it has to be during the day. Therefore, it's mutter. It was from Erev Yontif. The person turned the whole chicken coop upside down. Maybe he didn't go and check it so professionally. He just looked around a little bit. What happens if he did turn the whole thing upside down? He picked up every single hen. He shook it like a lulav and nothing was there. And he looked under the hay and he looked on top. He looked on the bottom. And all of a sudden now he finds an egg. Like we had a Yochanan on top of the Amud, that maybe this egg came out 51% already from Erev Yontif, went back in, and then came out during the night. Then it could come out during the night, because it's, according to Yochanan, it's considered to be laid during the day. Oh, very, very good. This story is shver, because I have a virtually identical story. This was by Rav Meri, a very merry story. But now we have Rav Yossi ben Shaul Omer Rav, Bodak Bikina Shel Tane Goylis Me'erev Yontif. Same thing. He checked. He didn't find an egg. Ulamach Rishka, next morning he comes up early in the morning, 5 o'clock. Umatzeh Babeya Asura. How could it be Asur? Means that it was born at night. It's not a day. And you just said now that the whole pshat and the brice of Kol Shetum Yerushim by Yoyim, it can only give birth during the day. So how this egg must have been there from the day. What's going on? Everything more has to be the safna me'ara. Oh, it depends whether it's a fertilized egg or an unfertilized egg. Because when the brice said Kol Shetum Yerushim by Yoyim, it's only noilad b'yoyim. We're talking about that there was takatashmish b'yoyim, that there was a mating. Ah, they mated during the day, so the offspring will be produced during the day. But here, the hen didn't mate with anybody. The hen got it through the safta miyara, unfertilized. Oh, so then, safta miyara can happen 24 hours a day. Whenever the offer gets heated up and the hen gets heated up, so it could be during the night too. Okay? Fake the Moriyahaki that are married nami, a meara safna. Maybe by the Mary's case, who said that this egg came out on Erev Yontif, and he just wasn't bothered yoffa yoffa, or maybe it was already late 51%, etc. Maybe it was taka late at night on Yontif. Ah, you said kol tashmish b'yoyim. That's only when it's mishamish with a mate. But this was maybe safna miara. Everything more but ikka zachar bahado, because it's talking about that in the chicken coop, besides the having the hen, there was also a rooster, and therefore the eggs that were being produced by this hen were fertilized eggs. They're not unfertilized eggs. Maybe there was a problem of shulam bias between the rooster and the hen this time didn't produce a fertilized egg. Maybe it produced an unfertilized egg, and therefore it was born at night, and it should be asur. Amravina, gemiri, we have a kabbalah called heicha de ikazachar leisaf the miara. The hen doesn't take substitutes. The hen says, if I have a mate over here, it's the yo or the nish, but I'm not going to do safna miara business. I'm going to live together with my rooster, with my chushev aman, and then they're going to have a child together. So bottom line is, there is no chshash of safna miara if there is a zachar. Question mark of the ad kama. How far? Now this is going to be the next gemara. This is fascinating. The ad kama. How far removed can the zachar be? In other words, what happens if the rooster wasn't there the last day or two in this chicken coop? He flew the coop. Question is, how far away is the rooster, and you can still be toila that it's a rooster fertilized egg, and that this is not an safta mi'ar egg? I'm Rav Gamdim, she made it up. As far as you can hear the call of the rooster, as you know, the rooster goes krakal 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 do, right? I will soon see how far that is. I mean, every single morning makes all those noises. Many say that's referring to the rooster. It makes the coilers during the day. If you can hear from the chicken coop the rooster making the noises, then the rooster is, and why is he more referred during the day? Says Rashi, because at night you hear much better, because it's much less noise and much quieter at night, so you could hear much, much further down. You have to be able to hear during the day. But Tosis goes one step further. Who cares during the day, during the night? Because since they only mate during the day, so then their chicken talk back and forth is going to be a day talk if they want to, one wants to live with the other. So therefore, if the hen hears the rooster, then the hen says, I am not safna miyarin today. I'm waiting till my mate, till my husband comes back home, and we're going to live together. And therefore, that's why it's important to be here the kol b'yamama during the day, because that would be the time of tashvish, that's the top choices. Anyway, says the Gemara, Ovid Rav Meri Uvda ad Shitin Bati. He inspected up to 60 houses to see if there was a rooster around, to say, I'm toilet in the rooster, I'm not toilet in the safna miyarin.
Which is further, the
coal
or the houses?
I assume what the Gemara is saying is the coal that goes up to
60 houses.
Same thing. However, if there happens to be a river that separates between the hen and the rooster, then it's impossible. So in other words, even if you do hear the coal and it's within 60 batim, but if you can't get over, you can't get over. But if there's a bridge, then we assume that the rooster is going to go over the bridge, over the water. Before you smile, you'll see the next one. The Ikametz, however, if there's not a real bridge, it's one of these ramshackle bridges. What's a ramshackle bridge? Says Rashi, that you have one rope attached from one side of the Nohar, one rope on the other side, and there's just one slim piece of wood being connected by the two ropes. And so therefore, a person going on it has to be very adept at not falling in. The Ikametz really over, because we're assuming that the rooster is not going to be moise nefesh for this hen. However, says the Gemara, there was in fact a story. The Avra Metzra, they had this on YouTube where they actually saw the rooster know that the hen was over there, and the rooster went to Mit Mesiras Nefesh and got through.
He was really in love with his hen.
It must be him. Was the fact? As I must ask him. Yeah.
So an interesting writer of Murray, by the way.
Yeah. What about Murray?
Who holds that daytime only? Uh-huh. Daytime.
Right.
So that would solve the problem of English Marcus.
Ah.
Let's watch this.
Ah, yeah.
Which
does it belong, if it's day, and he goes 5 minutes before, the sun, well, no, but he never touched the cask in the shower already, according to this.
So now that was the story of Rav Meri. But then we had Rabbi Yossi ben Shol, Omar Rav said, that in case it was a Safta Mi'ara story, then even though he was Boydik on Erev Yontif, and he didn't find any, not even though, he was Boydik on Erev Yontif, didn't find any eggs, and he comes the next morning and he finds an egg, you can assume that it was born late at night, because it was unfertilized, it wasn't from a male. So why are we even talking about it? He was biting, not biting. The fact of the matter is, he comes the next morning and he finds that there's an egg. He can assume that it was laid the night before. Because if he wasn't biting the day before, who says that this egg was laid at night? Maybe it was laid already on Erev Yontif. Even if you're going to go and tell me that it was born, it was laid on Erev Yontif, big deal. Nevertheless, maybe it was an emiyotasa ruba v'chozra. He ukid Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore it would be deemed as if it was born the day before, and it would be kosher. You'd be able to eat it on Yontif. Such a thing that it comes out roiv and goes back in, that's a rare type of commodity. It doesn't happen. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yosef ben Shol said that it's osir. We assume that it was in fact late at night. And even if it was boiling the day before, and you're saying maybe Rabbi Yochanan was late the day before, it had the status of being late. No. It's not considered to be late the day before. It's considered to be on Yontif, and therefore it's osir. Now, since we put one Rabbi Yosef ben Shol, we go off on a second mem, which has nothing to do with this. Rabbi Yosef ben Shol, Amar Rav, Hay Tuma Shchika Sakanta Legiluya. Tuma Shchika means tum, means garlic. Shchika means that it was crushed up and liquefied. Sakanta Legiluya, the problem of gilui applies even to crushed garlic. In other words, Solkadaita Chamina, that the snakes only drink from regular water, but from garlic, they would say, I don't like garlic. No, they like garlic too, and you have to worry about venom inside the garlic. You have to worry about gilui. Okay, so now, Baruch Hashem, for the last 5, 6, 7 blat, we've been focusing on the first of the three halachas in our Mishnah, the machloikah b'sham v'vizil, legabi beish and ol b'yontif. But the second machloikah was legabi the din of bal yiro bal yimotze, which is very important next week for Hilchos Pesach. The b'shami omrim se'or p'kizayis and chometz b'kikoisviz, while b'sil said se'or and benzeh is b'kizayis. Both se'or and chometz is kizayis. Frankly, my mind to mind the b'shami, why does b'shami make a difference between se'or and chometz? Says b'shami in ken lichtav rachmona chometz v'le boi se'or. I have two separate psukim. What does it say in the pasuk? It says in the pasuk le'yiro l'cho chometz v'le'yiro l'cho se'or b'chol gvulecha. So if the din of b'yiro b'yimotzi applies to both chometz and se'or, why does the Torah have to repeat it twice? Let it just go and say chometz v'lo boi se'or. V'ano amin, I can make my own kal v'chaymer. Umad chometz she'enichim utzei kasha. We know that chometz is not so strong. What means it's not so strong? If you take a piece of chometz and you put it into dough, it will not cause it to rise. To cause it to rise, you have to put in either yeast, or you have to put in sourdough, which we call se'or in the Gemara. Aha. So mad chometz she'enichim utzei kasha. If the halacha by chametz would be b'kizayis, se'or shechemutze kosher lekolshkein, se'or the kosher rachman alamali, what do I have to have two psukim separate psukim later lecha chametz later lecha se'or? Loi melach shiur shozel like shiur zeh. The reason why the Torah tells us a din of bayiro by yimotzi both by chametz and by se'or is to tell you that they're separate halachas. That when it comes to se'or, which is a much more concentrated, strong form of chametz, there the halacha is b'kizayis. But chametz, which is more lenient in a sense that it's not such an intensified, not such a concentrated chametz, it's only chametz, it's not se'or. And only b'kikoisis. Koisis, Rashi said in the Mishnah, means the shear of a date, which is of course larger than that of an olive. So you get a little bit more of a leniency when it comes to the din of se'or. Chometz. Thank you. Se'or is b'kizayis, you get a leniency by chometz, because chometz is more lenient, and it's not chimutz kasha, and therefore it's a larger share a day. Thank you very much. U'beisil, what does Beisil say to this? L'choyer b'shamay is gerecht. Says Beisil tzrichi. No, I need both. Because Ramana se'or ava minimish nechimutz kasha. Only by se'or, like you said before, because in fact it's a super concentrated chometz. Ava chometz ein chimutz kasha eim aloi. Tzricha, that's why you have to have the din also of chametz. Because Rachman only chametz, mishim deroy lachila. Oh, you can eat a piece of bread. You can go and eat a piece of cake. Avasar, sourdough, in relachila, anybody eats it, you cringe. You know, who wants to go and eat sa'ar? In relachila, a maloi, so maybe the Torah wouldn't give you a din of isur. Tzvicha, that you have to have both by the sa'ar and both sa'ar and chametz, but they're both bikizayas, and you need each one, like Basil just said. Faith tomorrow. Okay, we'll just finish off until two that. Ubeishame less lahud rabzeira. Doesn't Beishame hold like rabzeira? The Yom Rabzeira? What did rabzeira say? Pasuk kosub disahar v'siim b'chametz. The same pasuk, now not the pasuk that we were quoting before. The pasuk that we quoted before was layiroi lecha chametz, layiroi lecha si'ar b'chol gvulecha. But there's another pasuk. The other pasuk says, Shivas yomim se'or lo yimotze bevateichem ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrasa. So for 7 days se'or lo yimotze bevateichem, make sure there's no se'or. Why not? Ki kol oichel machmetzes. L'choyres is Rashi, it should go and say ki kol oichel se'or. In other words, make sure you don't have se'or on your premises, in your house, in your apartment. Se'or lo yimotze. Why? Ki kol oichel se'or, because you might come to eat the se'or. Why did the Torah say ki kol oichel machmetzes? Pasuk goes, so obviously, machometz. Lo yimotze se'or. Se'or ze'or chometz, the exact same din. So does Beisham may disagree with Reb Zeira? And the choyr, it's not just Reb Zeira, it's chapasik. The pasuk says, se'or lo yimotze, ki kol oichel machmetzes. It's the chasimen that they're equated by the Torah. When it comes to eating, there is no machloikis. In other words, the machloikis in our mission between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about the different shiurim is talking not about eating. Because when it comes to eating, everybody agrees that the shiur is bekezayis. Keep ligi, we're talking about le'inyan biur. Biur means the gabi bayiro, bayimotze, that if you find chometz, what's the minimum shiur to go and burn the chometz? Beis Shammai sabri, lo yofin biur me'achila. Even though by achila, both se'or and chometz are the same. But we don't learn biur from achila by biur, they are different. Is Allah and Sa'ar, is Allah of Chametz. Obeisil Sabri, Yalfin and Bir Me'ichila, just like Bachila, they're exactly the same. Bir, they're also exactly the same, the same Shir, Bekezais. Et Manami, the Gemara repeats again, Amri Yisrael Rab Chanina, Machloikis, Linyan Bir, Avin Achila, Dibri Akol, both Beisham and Beisil agree. Zeb zebek is highest. Tanim ochi rai from Abraisa. Vleir lecha chomet. Vleir lecha si'ar b'chol gvulecha. By Bal Yiroe, Zehu Machloike, Shebein Beishame Beis Hillel. Shebein Shame, or Bekzai, Chomet, Koyis, is Beis Hillel, Zeb, Zeb, Kezai. But Lagabi Achila, everybody would agree that the Shir is exactly the same, both by Se'or and by Chomet, that it's Zeb, Zeb, Kezai, and there's no Machloike. Shmuel, you want to continue today, or you continue tomorrow?
Okay.